This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Sri Lanka's president gave the military sweeping police power starting Tuesday in the wake of the Easter bombings that killed nearly 300 people. While officials disclosed that intelligence agencies had warned weeks ago of the possibility of an attack by a radical Muslim group blamed for the bloodshed. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
Sri Lanka's prime minister said he feared the massacre could unleash instability, and he vowed to vest all necessary powers with the defense forces to act against those responsible. In addition, three unexploded bombs blew up Monday inside a van parked near one of the stricken churches as police were trying to defuse them. No injuries were reported. The government blocked access to social media, creating confusion and doing little to reassure residents and visitors that the danger had passed. Michael Brown, VOA News.
Myanmar's Supreme Court has denied the appeal of two Reuters journalists convicted of violating the country's century-old Official Secrets Act. Walon and Jossa U were covering the brutal military campaign in the Rakhine state that drove nearly 700,000 Rohingya Muslims across the border into Bangladesh in August 2017. They were arrested in December 2017 while investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya by police and soldiers in the village of Indin. They were convicted last September and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Officials say rescuers have found more bodies overnight in the rubble of a supermarket that crashed down in a powerful earthquake that damaged buildings and an airport in the northern Philippines. The death toll is now 11, with 24 people still missing. Rescuers used cranes, crowbars, and sniffer dogs to look for people in the rubble, some of whom were yelling for help. For additional stories, visit our website 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Tensions are